Idaho is more than 82% white. Just 12% of the state is Hispanic or Latino, and less than 1% of residents are African American. The U.S. Census numbers also say when it comes to business, the state lacks diversity. Hispanic-owned businesses make up just 2.6% of firms in Idaho. African-American-owned businesses are just 0.2%. The Responsible Business Initiative at Boise State's College of Business and Economics is holding a diversity summit in Boise today to look at diversity and inclusion in small, large, and nonprofit organizations. Taylor Reed is one of the organizers of the summit. She told our Samantha Wright that more diversity in business will help Idaho.
It helps people connect with a wider variety of consumers. Obviously, if you have that homogeneous group of business leaders or, say, marketers or product developers, they might not be able to identify with a consumer group as well as a wider group of people who may have more experiences with different cultures or different genders or ages or just different types of people who have different thoughts.
So what kind of obstacles are in place here in this homogeneous kind of society that we have in Idaho that have prevented this area from being diverse? What has slowed us down from getting more diverse in the business community?
It's interesting. I actually sat in on a focus group with the city of Boise to kind of talk about some of these factors that are holding Boise and maybe the broader Treasure Valley back from being a more diverse area. And it's kind of hard because it's like the chicken or the egg type of paradigm. A lot of people don't want to come here because it's not a diverse space. But at the same time, we're trying to develop that base. So I think that some people are deterred because they look at us and it's not necessarily the most diverse group or space. So people are naturally not very inclined to see themselves coming here if they don't see people that maybe look like them or think like them or act like them.
And how do we change that?
I think we change that by exactly what we're doing, convening the group of people that do see this as a real competitive driver and kind of pulling in some of the people that are interested in this thought. So some of our small and medium businesses that are interested in learning more and interested in how they can create a more inclusive environment within their business or organization and to really leverage that and say, how can we bring in different people and how can that affect the success of our business or our organization or nonprofit?
And how will the business community be enhanced if Boise turns into more of a melting pot, so to speak?
I would say it's a draw for businesses. I have heard that there was actually a larger company who was thinking about moving its headquarters to Boise, but was deterred by the fact that we weren't as diverse as they were looking for. So I think that if we were a more diverse community, it might be a business draw for some of those organizations. I would say additionally, if we can provide a more diverse workforce, that allows businesses with different industries to come in and utilize us. If we're only turning out one specific type of graduate or, you know, college graduate that only knows X studies, this business that is looking for different kinds of skills or different types of thought might not want to come here, and they might be deterred from coming here because they can't hire the people that they need to be successful.
What are you hoping that the summit will achieve?
My desires, I guess you could say, might be different from some of the other people in the room, because as a student, I'm deeply affected by some of the acts of violence that have been happening in specifically in education over the last year. And so I hope that this helps students, as well as community and business leaders and community members, feel like we are an inclusive environment and we are an inclusive school. But specifically, I hope that this really kind of fosters a culture of inclusivity where students feel like they're accepted and they can be different but still be valued. And so I hope that it reinforces the culture in our school and with our students that we're accepting and that diverse traits are valued and they can be used as a competitive driver and not something that students should try and hide or try and cover up.
Taylor Reed is one of the organizers of the Diversity Summit, taking place this morning in the Jordan Ballroom at Boise State University.